Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 11. Shepherds According to God's Heart. Friday Related Verses. John 21:15-17. Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Acts 20:28-31. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. Therefore watch, remembering that for 3 years, night and day, I did not cease admonishing each one with tears. 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8, 11-12. But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children. Yearning in this way over you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you became beloved to us. Just as you know how we were to each one of you, as a father to his own children, exhorting you and consoling you and testifying, so that you might walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved less? 1 Peter 5:2. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means but eagerly. Suggested reading. If we do not know how to shepherd, we will not be able to feed others. The main purpose of the small groups and the vital groups in the church life is not merely to take care of one another, but to shepherd one another. You shepherd me and I shepherd you. This is mutual shepherding. In shepherding others, we should first cherish them in order to make them happy, and then we should feed them. This kind of feeding is the real shepherding. John 21 reveals the apostolic ministry in cooperation with Christ's heavenly ministry. After Christ ascended to the heavens, he began his heavenly ministry. In doing this, he raised up a group of his followers as his apostles who could fully cooperate with him. These apostles were commissioned by the ascended Christ to cooperate with him to carry out God's New Testament economy. What he was doing in the heavens, the apostles did on earth to carry out his heavenly ministry. The Lord's shepherding is in his heavenly ministry to take care of the church of God, issuing in his body. When he was on the earth, he was shepherding. After his resurrection and ascension to the heavens, he is still shepherding. When the Lord stayed with his disciples after his resurrection and before his ascension in one of his appearings, he commissioned Peter to feed his lambs and shepherd his sheep in his absence, while he is in the heavens. Shepherding implies feeding, but it includes much more than feeding. To shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care of the flock. This is to incorporate the apostolic ministry with Christ's heavenly ministry to take care of God's flock, which is the church that issues in the body of Christ. The following words of the Apostle Paul confirm this. In Acts 20:28, Paul told the elders of Ephesus, "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained or purchased through his own blood." Although Paul was on an urgent trip back to Jerusalem, while he was journeying, he sent word for the elders in Ephesus to come to him. Paul says in Hebrews 13:20, "God brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant." The eternal covenant is the covenant of the New Jerusalem to gain a flock, which is the church issuing in the body and consummating the New Jerusalem. The eternal covenant of God is to consummate the New Jerusalem by the shepherding. God raised up our Lord from the dead to be the great shepherd to consummate the New Jerusalem according to God's eternal covenant. Peter exhorts the elders to shepherd the flock of God among them, so that when the chief shepherd is manifest, they, the faithful elders, will receive the unfading crown of glory. Peter's word indicates that the heavenly ministry of Christ is mainly to shepherd the church of God as his flock, which issues in his body.